And Daniel, if we could get a level on you, that would be wonderful.
1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, hello.
Oh, we got to turn you up, man.
Yeah, we're going to turn you up.
All right, let's get you again.
Okay, let's get you one more time.
1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, hello.
We good?
Yeah, I'm going to turn your microphone down a little bit.
Okay.
So balance here. That's what good jazz is about. Balance.
Pardon me?
Oh, no, we were just musing over here about getting the balance together, throwing a little jazz.
Okay.
So, again, my name is Joe Domino, and I'm working for Current.com, independent journalist. And what the catalyst behind me calling you up, I talked to Jason Faulkner last week about the album you collaborated on.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the reason why this journey started. I did not know about you. And I was a big Jason Faulkner fan, and I found out about you, and you blew my doors down, to be quite honest.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's great.
I'm amazed.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah, you have something that I think a lot of younger musicians can learn from, a raw talent and love for the craft, and I was impressed by it. Furthermore, before we start, my six-year-old son has autism, and I played Fake Records of Rock and Roll in my Jeep over the summer. It's his favorite song. And he has a very limited vocabulary, and he sings that song. And I had to talk to the duo that made that.
Did he talk about it?
Oh, yeah. He loves the song.
My dog that died last year.
What's that now?
Yeah, it was my dog that died a couple of years ago.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. was it Queenie? Was that the song?
Queenie the dog.
Yeah. That's an amazing album. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and start my questions with you, Daniel. And what I want to ask first is, when did you first get seriously interested in both art and music?
Well, all my life when I went to school, I was into comic books a lot, you know. And I figured the only thing I could do was someday be a comic book artist and try to make a living from it, you know.
Sure.
And so I started writing songs and stuff, and by the time I moved out to Texas on my own, I was writing songs, and I saw that there were some places that I could play out, you know, do shows, you know?
Sure.
So I started playing shows. First thing I knew, I was on MTV, and I go, this is great. So I've been making my living from music ever since, And I'm trying to do comic books, too, still.
Excellent.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you have a new book coming out, correct? A book of your art?
Now, as far as a new book, I don't know. There's a book that came out a year ago. Might be the one you've heard about. I don't know. There may be another book that I'm not too sure which one it is. But
excellent. As a Beatles fan, and I hear this all the time when I did my research, what is your favorite Beatles album and why?
Well, I'd have to say it's the White Album, you know, because there's so much variety on that album and so many different kind of songs and different kind of genres, you know, and really got me into trying to, every time I write a song, I try to write songs that make them sound different, you know. So.
Sure. Now, other than the Beatles, who are some of your musical influences?
I love Queen. I love David Bowie, Bob Dylan, The Who. I listen to just about anything I could get my hands on. You know.
Sure. Let me kind of piggyback off that question. I read that in 2002, David Bowie invited you to play at a festival. What was that like?
That was really cool. He wasn't there. There was a cardboard cutout there of him. I had my picture taken with him, but he didn't make the show. But it was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty entrenched in the arts and music. He's an all-around Renaissance guy, Bowie is.
Mm-hmm.
So in the art world, who are you impressed with the most?
Well, comic books. I was a big fan, you know, of comic books. And then as far as the library went, I'd go all the time and, get art books, you know, so I've always been into it, you know.
Sure. Now, as a man that's drenched in the creative process, what do you dig about it the most?
Well, it's just like, once getting started doing something, if you can't, you know, once something starts, I might be able to finish it. So, it's, you know, if it gets started with a line or two, I might be able to add up to it, you know. So.
Sure. Yeah, one thing that I did notice, something that's kind of vaulted you into the pop mainstream, is that Kurt Cobain wore your shirt to the 92 MTV. Mm-hmm. What was that like, to have somebody like that wearing your artwork on their shirt?
Yeah, it was big time. That was pretty much how I got famous. When he wore that on MTV, a lot of people found out, you know, they wondered what it was or something, you know.
So, over the years, how many albums and tapes have you made and released?
Albums and tapes, well, probably about 10, I think. There's a lot of tapes out, a lot of bootlegs, and almost 10 label recordings, I think.
So with your level of talent, why do you think you have not been more mainstream, or do you feel like you've achieved...
Well, because the main reason is because I'm an amateur, you know. I realize that, but I like to make up songs, but I just don't sound like Gershwin. Or, you know, you know, so, but I still like to play, and so, you know, so that's just the way it is.
Right on. What was it like to work with someone like Jason Faulkner on the album Is and Always Was?
Well, it was great. Everything was easy. We came in one time, recorded all the parts, and then in a couple of weeks we went back, and he had it all worked out, and I just sang along with it, and I really enjoyed the way it turned out.
Are you a big fan of Jason's work?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's certain.
So, at 50, when looking back, what are you most proud of musically?
In the 50s?
No, being it someone that is 50, that is...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you...
Songs of Pain was always my favorite. That's when I just started out drawing and stuff. And it seemed to mean a lot more to me, because all my friends were there. We were going to college and you know, running around, going to the Pizza Hut every night, and, you know, I was writing Songs of Pain all the time.
So, do you think, with age, that your music and the writing process and artwork gets better?
Yeah, it's better, you know. I had this crush on a girl that was a really good friend of mine, and a lot of the songs were about her, mainly, you know. And so, it was a lot of fun just trying to set my diary to music, you know.
Sure. So, while I was researching and finding out who Daniel Johnston was before I spoke to him, mm-hmm. what is something about you that people might not know if they just read a press release? What is it that's unique about you that people may not know about?
Well, I'm ashamed. I don't really practice as much as I could. I keep planning. I'll say I'll practice for 8 hours. You know, I know I could write new songs. And I still write, but I wish I could write more than I do. I need the practice is the problem. But I get so lazy, you know, I hardly ever play that much at all. You know? So it's really a shame.
Speaking of, you know, touring and live shows, what do you think about that? Is that kind of a bread and butter for you to get out in front of the crowd?
It's a lot of fun. You know, we go all over the world, Japan, Germany. We even went to Australia last time.
Very cool.
So that was a lot of fun. Well, Austria is not Australia. Austria, and you know, England, and all of those countries, I've been to a lot.
Do you find when you go overseas to other countries that people get you better and they understand your music and you have a bigger fan base?
That's crazy, you know. And that's pretty cool.
Very cool. What are your thoughts on the digital music revolution and how music is bought and packaged these days?
Well, I wish they still sell my albums on disc, you know. But I keep wishing about the CDs are too easy to smudge, you know, scratch even when you hold it or put it in, you know. Sure. They ought to go back to records or some kind of tape because those CDs don't last that long, you know.
Don't you think?
What do you think?
I think if we reverted back to wax, we would reinvent the whole artistic notion. I mean, your album covers are their artwork. That would be hand in hand.
Yeah, and then like I bought some CDs and they were completely all cut up. They were used ones, so I try to be more careful. But
yeah, that's a
all
good.
Right. Well, hey, Thanks a lot for calling. Is there anything else you want to know?
I just got three more questions, if that's okay. If you could go back in time and do something over again, what would you do?
I'd probably like to start writing again like I used to, if I could catch the bug for myself. Maybe I should listen to some tapes or something. Maybe it would help.
Sure.
Sort of travel in time that way, you know. But I want to write, and I keep trying, and something's going to happen. I'm going to snap or something. I'll be writing every night. I know something will happen.
Speaking of, what projects are you working on these days?
Well, I've got about two, three albums in the making, and I hope to, as some producers are interested, and we have a new album coming out November 5th, and so we're very excited about things, you know, things going on a lot, so...
Excellent. What did you think about the movie The Devil and Daniel Johnston? Did you feel like that was a good film, a good portrayal?
Well, when I first saw it, I was scared to death. What a horrible, scary movie that was for me. But after a while, I started thinking it was pretty funny, you know, because my friends were all there saying funny things. So.
Excellent.
So it was pretty humorous, really, even though all the crazy things that was going on.
Right on. Well, hey, Daniel, that's all I got for you tonight. You are one of the...
And if you need a drawing or something for this, send me your address and I'll draw you a picture for the... Oh, is it on radio?
Well, it's radio, but it's going to be online. I'm going to have pictures of you going through while I do the interview. So if you have a picture that you'd like to draw, I can give you my address right now if you want to jot it down.
What is that address then?
7905... East 163rd Terrace.
All right.
And I'm in Belton, Missouri, like Belt on, Belton, Missouri.
Okay.
64012.
Okay.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for letting my son sing, and you're awesome. I'm a huge fan.
Hey, good luck to you. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks, Daniel. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Cool?
Yeah.